Welcome back to the Sammy Saga Comedy Podcast. I am your host, Sammy. Yeah. This episode, I'm being joined by my good friend, Jordan Kreutzer, who is just a really good friend. He's had a podcast before. He'll fill you in on that in the very beginning. And basically, today, you'll get to listen in as we play the game called Slide Ride, his favorite and one of my favorites. Basically, the game where I give him two Google Slides presentations, and he has to present them as if he made them, and it's hilarious because they're just random pictures, people. It's hilarious stuff, and it's just him and me, so that's why he's doing two. We also play Character Clash, which is basically just the game where he gives me three numbers. Basically, I give three numbers as well. It gives us results for a character, a weapon, and an ability. We have to fight it out and say why our character would win, even if we're at a big disadvantage. It's just hilarious, and you know, uses a lot of improv. It's some really fun stuff. If you do like this episode, please consider following the podcast, because new episodes release every Monday at 12 p.m. PST. You can count on it every week. So, ladies and gentlemen, Sammy's saga continues. What is going on, everybody? I'm your host, joined by his really cool friend named Jordan. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, Sammy. Glad to be back.
I am glad to have you back. I have been anxious. I've been wanting to make one of these for so long, so I'm glad that I'm being joined by the best man around.
We'll see about that.
We will, huh? I know you don't have like a podcast running right now, but if there's anything you do want to plug, you can go.
I have a podcast that recorded a few episodes a while back called Some Idiots Rambling. Did that with my brother, and we hope to record some more someday, and maybe I'll record something on my own. Who knows? But I'll let you know first, Sammy.
Right. Keep your priorities in check, huh?
Right.
Thank you. You know what's about to happen now. For everybody that doesn't, because he's being not joined by another guest, usually there's two, but he is going to have to step up to the plate here, but I think he's very excited to do so. He's going to have to do two Google Slides presentations with the game Slide Ride. If you don't know what it is, I give him a Google Slides presentation. He has to present it. It sounds simple, but just listen, it is hilarious. So I'm gonna share my screen and give you the first one right about now. So you can see this, right?
Yep.
All right, and just give me a cue or a pause when you want me to go to the next slide.
All righty.
You're ready.
Well, everyone, I am here to present my last birthday party to you all, and I'm excited to show you. Next slide. First of all, there needs to be an inflatable SpongeBob there. I mean, what kind of birthday party doesn't have a big inflatable thing? It's fun for everybody, and if this is my last birthday party, I might be a little old, a little decrepit. It's nice on the joints, so, you know, gotta have it. Next slide, please.
Looks expensive.
Anyone who knows me knows that I love a good practical joke. I mean, I want the whole day of just my best friends just pranking me, putting eggs in my bed, you know, snappers under the toilet seat, you know, all that fun stuff. Next slide. And then it's an honorary tradition that I get a haircut on my birthday, and I'm gonna go with something that is very extravagant and means something. And I just loved Morgan Freeman in Bruce and Evan Almighty. He was just fantastic. He played a fantastic god, and I think to honor him, I would shave him into my head.
You know, people who don't see this are going to think he just got like an afro. I have to tell people, I just had to tell people, this is literally Morgan Freeman just like almost etched into someone's like.
That's fantastic.
Sorry.
Yeah, no worries. These next slides are all of the presents I got. I got everything that I wanted for this birthday, hopefully. But unfortunately, I have a leap year birthday, so it's kind of hard to work around. But I mean, people have 4 years notice, so if they don't show up, they're not really a true friend. And they have to really bring it on that fourth year. Like, they have to bring the best of the best presents. Next slide, please. I'm a very ambitious eater, and I love just practicing other medicinal practices and other cultures' cuisines, and I just love when people bring me just the most bizarre dishes, and I just want to be eaten similar to this, maybe some wasp stew. I don't know, it looks like it could be pretty good. Lots of protein in there, I'm sure. Next slide. And I love chips and dip. I mean, who doesn't love it? It's a perfect party food. And I just want them to get real creative with it. Just cut open a doll, put the guacamole in there. We can pretend it's a ritual sacrifice if we want, but I don't know. We'll see where the night leads us.
Right.
And I'm a real big fan of lobsters. We have got so much in common with them, and they really make good house pets. I mean, the dog will be a little suspicious of it at first, but I've always kind of wanted a pet lobster, and I'm really hoping that I can get that on my last birthday party.
I never knew that they were that big.
Well, the good ones are, if they're well fed and taken care of.
It was just a really small dog.
Once again, it's gonna take a little getting used to. But I mean, throw another dog in the mix. I mean, I don't know. I need pets. I'm a bit lonely at my last birthday party, maybe. Who knows? Just give me some friends.
Next. So these are gifts.
Oh, that we're talking about. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, those were gifts. Just throw another dog. Give me a dog, a lobster, some bizarre food, anything like that. And I appreciate you all listening to my presentation.
Oh, I thank you. Takes a lot of courage to make your own presentation like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm throwing a lot of demands out there for my birthday party, but I mean, it's my day, so might as well, right?
It's like they got really, they don't have much room to step it up, do they?
Yeah, they really got to bring it.
Thank you for that. Love mm-hmm. that stuff. All right. I'm going to do this next one for you. Not for you, but I'm going to share it for you.
Yep.
So here we go. This one's going to be so good. Whenever you're ready.
All right. So it's topic that is on everybody's mind in this weird world we live in with COVID-19 and lockdowns and all that. So I'm going to teach you all how to work from home effectively today.
All right. Let's see what you got.
First of all, you're going to need good pest control. I mean, it's going to come a time where the phone's ringing, you're going to need to answer it, but there's a giant spider on it. And no matter how manly or womanly you are, there's nothing that sends shivers down your spine than an unexpected spider. And you don't need that during your work day. You're stressing about enough already. You don't need any added stress. You got to worry about work.
I see. I thought the spider was the worker.
See, that's... He's a freeloader. I mean, he could be in web design.
he'd be very good at that, wouldn't he? Okay.
And then everybody today is talking about how we can make people more efficient, right? So, I mean, we've all seen like science fiction movies, read science fiction novels, and incorporating an AI into a person has been proven to be effective. So we here have made Microsoft Windows that you can drink and ingest into your system. When your mind's connected to the internet, you can do business in your sleep at all hours, and you are really able to bring up your numbers. No matter what business you're in, you're going to be able to, you know, close out TPS reports all the time.
You say we have made this. Is this something you personally worked on and invented even?
You know, the company that brought me here, we don't need to get into that. It's you wouldn't even recognize the name. It's fine. we're a completely legitimate business.
If you had to describe how this actually tasted to someone, what would it taste like?
If you've ever licked a battery, it just kind of tastes like that. But it, as far as we know, it hasn't killed any humans.
That's the goal, huh?
Yeah. And then I'm going to need you to, I mean, you got Windows 95 going in your brain. So you are completely mobile. Your workstation is completely mobile and your laptop is going to be so worthless that it's going to start growing mold. We don't even know why it's possible. It might be the radiation you put off, but it's fine. That old laptop is a thing of the past. You don't need it. It's always running out of batteries. You don't run out of batteries. You're on the clock all the time.
I see. That laptop is no more.
It is no more.
Wow. Impressive.
All right. So I'm going to let you in on a little secret and tell you how I operate at home. I mean, clearly we're doing this presentation over a Zoom call. We all got to be safe. But I work as a pro boxer and I still have to work at home. I mean, you know, Wii Sports, we have to box in the Wii Sports. So the connection's a little bit laggy, but... with the new Windows 95 in the brain, we can just kind of swing at each other. I mean, it's a little kind of like playground rules. We have to like pretend to be hit. And there's some people that oh, I dodged that, but but they're disqualified. I mean, sometimes I'm just so exhausted and beat after that that I just have to sit down and play some chess with my dad. I mean, chess boxing is a age old practice, and it's good for the mind. And you know, you have to be able to complete your job no matter what the situation. And if I can do it, you can do it.
I see. So you use Wii Sports mm-hmm. as your new form.
We're still working out the kinks with the Windows 95 brain juice, but Wii Sports is the most, it's the most fair. I mean, it's motion controls. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right. Yeah. And sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's just what we got. Best thing we found so far.
I see. And when you're playing chess with your father, mm-hmm. do you like to listen to, what kind of music do you listen to? Like Johnny Cash?
some Johnny Cash, some Wu-Tang Clan, you know. Classics. Right.
Just cover the board.
Mm-hmm. And I have a friend that is a professional diver, you know, athletes kind of know each other, and she's gone as far as just making her toilet endless so she can dive into it. It's very precision based, and she's missed a few times, and the hospital bills are there to show it, but at least you can say she's determined, and I need you all to be determined to operate at home efficiently.
I would like to imagine that this is all in like one trip, so everything she has to do in the bathroom, she does it all at once.
Yeah. You know?
It's flush before
she's working very efficiently. there's a few of you that are probably some doctors in here, and I mean, let's be honest, you don't want to get sick either. So my completely legitimate company has started working on some robot doctors that you can work with remotely at your home. All you need is a mouse and keyboard and an internet connection, or some Windows 95 brain juice, and right. We will have you operating, treating patients from safely from your house in no time.
That thing just comes straight to your door, huh?
Yep. Yeah. It, house visits. I mean, it's very, very efficient. Yeah. Once we deal with the whole electrocution problem, we'll get them out on the streets.
Right. Yeah. And this is also COVID friendly.
Yes. It is COVID friendly. Social distance, physically distance. It is it's going to be the way of the future.
Mm, I see. That's very nice. Disgusting.
Now, if you're like me, you like to have very lavish bathrooms, and even working from home, I hope this presentation has shown you how you can better yourself, better your company, make that paycheck, and hopefully you can make your dream bathroom. I mean, look at this. This is a thing of beauty here.
Is this yours?
Yep, it is mine.
That's a very quick answer.
Yep, it is mine. I kind of forgot about the photo shoot and didn't clean up, but it's not doing it justice. Yeah.
I see. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So the best working from home setup. So you want to make sure that you're somewhere comfortable. I mean, if you can wear sweatpants, just wear a nice top, even if you have a Zoom call that you have to have on the video. No one knows what's going on down below. You don't even need to be wearing pants if you don't want to be. You are in your own domain. You walk around as comfortably as you want. And then get yourself a chair, and you're gonna think I'm crazy, but you need to get the ones with the forearm rests. They're made by some company that I totally don't have any affiliation with, but they're tiered so you can adjust where your arms are, and we have found that it is good ergonomic practice to switch every 20 minutes. So, and then get yourself a new desk, get yourself a nice calming color like blue. It's going to help you get through the stresses of the day. You're going to see it and you're going to just be taken to another reality, really. It's just going to let you calm down. Those meetings won't seem as long. You're going to love it. Trust me. And then get rid of your heater and AC. Like, that's just a bill you don't need to pay. You can open up some windows. Mother Nature will take care of you. Like, let's be real. You're going to save some money. You're going to need that bathroom that you want. Need the bathroom of your dreams, because this is your domain. You need to be comfortable in your own house so you can work to your peak performance.
Right. That's all very specific. Why does the desk need to be blue?
It's just a nice calming color, and it helps the mind soothe itself. Like, I know I'm kind of talking to you like I might have invested in some blue paint that is sold to a specific desk company, but I'm not. It's trust me, you need the blue. It's going to put your mind at ease, and then you will be able to work more efficiently. You will get along with your co-workers better. Everyone's just gonna benefit from it. It's
it's just all around better.
Yeah, it's just all around better. Just don't get a red desk. I did once.
Gotcha.
And I want to thank you all for listening to my presentation, and I hope that I have helped you be a better worker, and your company paid me a lot of money to be here, so I appreciate your time.
You know, we would have paid double to see this.
Yeah.
Even the background template is blue.
Exactly.
What you've done.
Nice and calm.
How convenient.
That was a very sleazy kind of character that came out there. That was fun.
Now, if you guys remember from last time, we played this game called Character Clash. That's what we're doing this time, and it's actually not different at all, except I added... It goes from 1 to 100 now, so if you don't know what Character Clash is, basically, I'm going to have him choose 3 numbers from 1 to 100, and I'm going to do the same. And those 3 numbers will give you A, a character, B, a weapon, and C, a attribute, as in, like some of these say, smells terrible, psychic, can't jump. That's kind of funny. So it's very randomized and it's going to be hilarious. After that, we have to argue which character would win in battle. Sometimes it's very obvious. Sometimes it's a stalemate. So
yeah, I lost last time.
A lot of times it's based very heavily on one thing.
Yes.
So I'm going to have you give me three numbers from 1 to 100.
All righty. First one, we will go with 36.
Okay.
And then second, I'm just rolling some D100s, 82.
I see.
And then 93.
Ooh, very good ones. All right. I'm just going to choose three random ones. I don't remember what all of them are at all. So don't do anything. Everybody listening, I'm not cheating. I'm just going to go with a solid 55, 78, and you know what? I'll go with 93 too.
Alrighty.
Hopefully that's not something like, you know, that's going to be interesting. Okay. So let me tell you, I'm going to put it in the chat too, so you don't forget. Okay. 36. You are the good old Cat in the Hat.
Ooh.
Oh boy. 82. You are armed with a, and I quote, plant pot slingshot.
It's very Cat in the Hat themed.
I guess it is. And 93, this is the one that we share. Look at this. You've never ate salt.
Never ate salt. Neither of us have had salt. All right. We've had some bland food. Got it.
Let's see how that affects us. So that's yours right there.
Alrighty.
Mine, 55 is the first one, which means I'm a zombie.
Okay. Ooh, all right.
Not too bad. 78. I'm armed with sticky grenades.
Okay.
very high class. And I also have never eaten salt.
Alrighty.
So there's.
I think I got this. Well.
And then I actually didn't mention it, but this time around, I also have random locations.
Oh, okay.
So, and then we have to fight it just to give it more context. So I'm picking random number 7. 7, middle of the ocean. Okay.
Okay.
Middle of the, not Theo, the ocean. Okay. So we're literally just floating in the water.
All right.
I'm gonna let you start off here.
Okay. All right. So, first things first, I'm the Cat in the Hat and I don't play by certain rules. I mean, I go by Dr. Seuss logic, and I think it would be well in the cat's wheelhouse to use his hat as a sort of floating vessel, and I could take pot shots with the plant pots and
pot shots.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like what it is.
But I mean, I just have to put enough downrange at your head and eventually it's gonna fall off. I mean, if we're going by that logic, you have to disconnect the head from a zombie. So you're gonna be very slow in the ocean. You're gonna bloat up. I don't think zombies are great swimmers. I think you might have to like walk on the bottom of the ocean. You definitely won't drown.
It's true.
But
here's okay. And that's a good point. Those plant pots are, aren't they made of like ceramic? That's gonna hurt quite a bit.
Yeah, it's gonna shatter. It's gonna cut.
If it hits me, here's the thing, Jordan. Zombies, right? Let's say that they can't drown, just because most of them probably wouldn't.
Right.
Just, you know, fantasy speaking. All I'd have to do is go underwater. That way, that slingshot is almost useless as it, you know, the water slows down the projectile. So I would just have to stay under, keep my hand afloat, and toss sticky grenades at you. And just yell, "I've never ate salt!"
Well, so what I mean, it would taste really weird to you because, I mean, you're drinking salt water. So you wouldn't know what was going on. I mean, by your logic, if you were underwater drinking that, you've never had salt. You might be, you're already a zombie, but you might not be in the right headspace to. And I mean, how deep is this? If it's the middle of the ocean, I don't see how a zombie's going to throw up a sticky grenade.
You know, it just occurred to me that this would be the first time that we've eaten salt.
Yeah, yeah. Be the first time we tasted salt in ocean water, which is not the best way to taste salt for the first time.
You're probably not going to want that a second time.
Yeah, no, the next time anyone offers us salt, it's going to be a no thank you.
Just imagine, like, salt water instead of the actual salt.
And if you're underneath me, I will just drop pots onto your head until you go down.
Never hear that sentence ever again.
Yeah.
You're gonna drop pots on my head.
Yeah.
They're just gonna
float. In your days, when you're confused by the salty water.
Don't plant pots float?
Not if they're full of dirt. I mean, I guess it doesn't say it doesn't. It is just plant pots. So, Yeah, you do have a point there. Yeah, they would float.
All I would have to do is get one of those sticky grenades to land. Just one.
I don't disagree with you there. Yeah, I mean, you would just have to find a way to get to the surface. I mean, yeah, if you got underneath me and could float up with sticky grenade, I think you would get it.
What's your saving throw here?
Yeah.
Maybe that hat of yours.
Maybe the hat. I could cover the grenade in a plant pot. And if we're going by Dr. Seuss logic, it might work, but I just can't see a way of getting around those sticky grenades. And I mean, I suppose if you like cut off a limb and had a sticky grenade on it, it might float up, but
that would be interesting. That is a possibility, yep. Isn't it?
It's a possibility.
All right. So it looks like
I think I'm going to have to concede. I gave it my shot.
Maybe you should have tried
pot shot. Yeah. That would have I would have been delirious too. I would have been confused as well. It is very interesting. We got the ocean when neither of us have had salt before.
Oh, gosh. All right, let's do that. Let's do that again. Choose three more numbers from 1 to 100 for me.
Okay. Uh, 66, 49, 24.
Okay. And I'm going to choose just off the top of my head. 30, 59, and should I copy the same last one as yours again? Yes. Last one, 24. This is going to be interesting. Okay, so Jordan, you got 66, 49, and 24. That means that you are a black cat.
Okay.
49, you are armed with a 50-foot metal chain.
Okay. All right.
And just for reference, you are able to use it.
Okay.
And 24, you have amazing aim. Oh my goodness.
Oh, nice.
Damn it.
All righty.
Okay.
I got this.
That is pretty good. Okay, so now me, I am SpongeBob.
All right.
SpongeBob. 59, I am armed with a squirt gun.
Oof.
Hey, but I have amazing aim, just like
you. You have amazing aim.
Okay, let me copy this. Oh, man. And then we are fighting. Pick your random number for me. 1 through 40.
32.
We're fighting on the beach.
Oh, man, nice. Yeah.
So just to reiterate for everybody, Jordan is a black cat with a 50-foot metal chain with amazing aim. Basically Catwoman, I guess. Just a very intense Catwoman.
Yeah.
And I am SpongeBob with a squirt gun and amazing aim, just like him. And we're on the beach. I'm going to start off this time.
Yep.
I'm going to go right ahead and say that I'm not racist. I love black cats, but you're going to die. I have a squirt gun that I think if I got you close enough, I could squirt into your eyes and then you wouldn't be able to see me. And since we're on the beach, I can just fill up the squirt gun as much as I want. So I can just, I have endless ammo there. I just need to shoot you in the eyes, which I can do because I have amazing aim. And also, that chain is very daunting. 50-foot metal chain. But I'm SpongeBob. I can be shaped in different ways. So if you were to hit me with that, I could just sort of dodge it or just absorb the damage. That is my strategy for this. But what about you?
Okay. All right. So first of all, I have a 50-foot metal chain. I'm not going to let you get close enough to squirt me in the eye. And we are on the beach. So yeah, SpongeBob is fine when he's wading in the water, but we all know he's a sponge, and if you've seen the first SpongeBob movie, he dries out. And I have amazing aim with this 50-foot metal chain, so it's, I think, well within my right that I could whip it out, wrap it around you, and then take you out of the ocean. And then whip you onto the hot concrete, into the parking lot. And then you're going to start to, we've seen the episode, the episode where SpongeBob is trying to impress Sandy that he can breathe oxygen, and he becomes very feeble. And
you're going to pull a Shell City.
Yeah. I'm just going to reach in with the 50-foot chain and just throw you into the parking lot, into the hot sun. Even if it's nighttime currently, I will just walk far away, let you just wait there, and I'll just be hitting you with the chain. SpongeBob can take a punch, like the one where he gets punched in the face by, I can't think of the dude's name, but in boating school. He is a sponge. I would not hurt him with physical blows, but I think if I can get him into the sun, that is how I'm going to win. And I'm agile. The 50-foot chain's going to slow me down quite a bit, but I think I could dodge out of your squirt gun. You do have amazing aim. I will give you that.
Now, I only have one thing that would keep me alive if you were to give me, because I'll give you that. That makes sense. You probably could get me out of the water eventually. So the squirt gun would be the thing I would have to resort to keep myself alive. I would just have to squirt.
Correct. Myself.
And I do have amazing aim, so I could squirt myself.
Yeah, it will keep you alive and rejuvenated for long enough to potentially get back to the ocean, but I'll just throw you right on back out.
I think, you know what? I think that if this squirt gun was humongous, I could pull that off. But when you think squirt gun, it's, you know, toddler size. Yeah. This is not anything military grade. although that would be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think I could sustain myself at that point. At any point outside the water, which is a lot of places on the beach, just outside the water, I would start to die. So cats are agile. So even though I do have amazing aim, I think you could, you know, what more agile creature do you know about? I think I do have to give you that one. You have too much going for you there.
Yeah. They were both a little one-sided, but it was a valiant effort. You could have tried to rust the chain, I guess, but that would have taken too long. Yeah.
I think, SpongeBob can do quite a bit, but we've seen what he can do in the water. This is very much outside of his
right. Living he has not zone. Shown us that he is, unless he has David Hasselhoff, he's not much outside the water.
Exactly. I should make that a character on here.
And there you go.
I'm gonna have to give that one to you. Damn, that was good. That was good. I like this game.
It's a lot of fun.
That is pretty much it for this episode of Sammy Saga. This has been episode 19. So the next one is not the season finale, even though it's like 10 episodes. 20. But I very much would like to thank you, Jordan, for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me again, Sammy. Great to be here.
Yes. Always good to have you on. And I hope everybody enjoyed it. Do you have any closing remarks that you want to
get to? No. Just hope everyone's doing well and staying safe out there and doing all right in this crazy world.
I see. What's your favorite food?
Mexican food. I mean, I don't have favorite dish would have to be like chicken mole.
Chicken mole? What is that?
Mole is like a chocolate like poblano sauce. Nope, it's like a it's a chocolate and poblano sauce. It's really good. Sweet, spicy. It's
okay. Well, I think that's interesting. I just looked it up. Yeah, I think for our purposes, you get the title of God. this is very, very weird to you, but people who have listened to my other podcast, lots of people, a lot of the guests have the rank of God. You are now, I pronounce you, the God of Chicken.
All right, I will be the God of Chicken. I will reign, I guess, gracefully.
Well, great power comes great responsibility. Yeah,
exactly.
Anyways,
a lot is on my plate.
Oh, my stomach. Oh, goodness. Thank you for coming on. It's been a blast.
Yeah, of course.
I will see you and everybody else later. Bye. Thank you for listening in on today's podcast. You can find Sammy Saga on all platforms. My social medias are in the description, so if you do want to stay updated, that is going to be the best way. I let you know when new episodes are out every day. You don't even have to subscribe to the podcast. You can just follow me on there and get the news that way. Yeah, really cool stuff. I had a blast, actually, with Jordan. I usually always do. He's a really cool guy. So if you do want me to bring him back on, I probably will anyway, but just let me know. So I really hope you guys did enjoy it as well. And yeah, I'm loving podcasting right about now. It's going great. Thank you guys for all the support. And I will see you next week.